for a meeting with President Biden.
Despite their bitter rivalry, the White House is adamant that the American people need to see this, that this meeting is critical to underscoring the importance of a peaceful transition of power. As President Biden has said, this is how democracy works. Now, the president is also likely to use this opportunity to impress upon his successor several key issues, including the fight for Ukraine.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Brussels telling NATO members that the U.S. will continue full funding of Ukraine until President Biden leaves office. President-elect Trump has named Pete Hegseth as the next defense secretary. His military experience, Army National Guard captain. His other experience, a host on Fox News. Trump has also tapped Elon Musk and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to lead a new Department of Government Efficiency, which is not currently a government agency. The acronym DOGE is a nod to Musk's favorite crypto.
This is Max FM News.
This is Dave Grant from the 99.7 Max FM News Center. At the regular meeting of the City of Baraboo Common Council last night, they discussed how the city's referendum's failure to pass during last week's election will affect the city's 2025 budget, including possible cuts to services that could close the city pool and shared ride taxi service. On November 5th, the majority of City of Baraboo residents said no to an operational referendum, which would have meant a $2 million tax levy increase to maintain the city's current level of service, including staffing key positions and maintaining city facilities and programs. In the Tuesday meeting, the council members discussed how they could respond, including a proposal to close the city's pool for the 2025 season. The pool requires funds for repairs as well as basic maintenance, officials said. However, many community members voiced support to keep the pool open next year, and the council discussed possible funding options to keep the pool in the budget. One option is to reallocate a portion of funds from the parks amenities budget to the pool, in addition to community fundraising. The council also discussed removing the city's shared ride taxi service from the next version of the budget due to rising contract costs. The current budget plan also proposes items like increased event permit fees, increased parking fines, and a delay in hiring a park director. Baraboo Mayor Rob Nelson said many of the economic challenges the city is facing are structural and built into the state's funding formula for municipalities.
Until the legislature gives us some additional tools in our toolbox to try to raise revenue and pay our bills, we're going to always be looking for ways we can cut things. And so the items that we would be looking at for 2025 are basically the start, because the picture doesn't really look any better in 2026 or beyond. And so then you're going to have to look at additional things to be cut.
While the budget isn't set in stone yet, Nelson said the council will have to make some tough cost-cutting decisions in the coming weeks.
They are all trying to do the best job that they can with limited resources. Nobody wants to impose cuts that are going to be hurtful to portions of our population. Everybody's trying to do what they can to maintain the vitality and the health of the Baraboo community. And, you know, it's not an easy job.
The proposed budget is set to be discussed at the next Common Council meeting on Tuesday, November 26th at 7 p.m. at the City Council Chambers. This is Dave from the 99.7 Max FM News Center. For more news, visit max.fm.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers developing by mid to late afternoon. We'll get to around 50 for a high tonight. Rain likely. We could end up with about a quarter inch by the time it all ends tomorrow morning. Our low 41 tomorrow. Showers in the morning, cloudy all day with a high near 50.